There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
First made man, having a glass of blessings standing by, let us see, said he, pour on him all we can. Let the world's riches, which dispersed lie, contract into a span. So strength first made a way, then beauty flowed, then wisdom, honor, pleasure. When almost all was out, God made a stay, perceiving that alone of all his treasure rest in the bottom lay. For if I should, said he, bestow this jewel also on my creature, he would adore my gifts instead of me and rest in nature, not the God of nature. So both should loser be. Yet, let him keep the rest, but keep them with repining restlessness. Let him be rich and weary, then at least if goodness leads him not, yet weariness may toss him to my breast. God made man, and poet says, he bestowed upon him everything that he could. Blessings, honors, beauty, pleasure, happiness, and everything. And yet, he kept one thing aside. He said, he thought, if I give him everything, he will start loving my gifts more than me. He will start loving nature more than me, than the God of nature. So along with everything, he gave him one thing. And that is weariness, restlessness. So because of that restlessness, man would come to me. The discontentment. The world cannot or ever satisfy you. It is impossible that the world, the people of this world, the things of this world, the objects of this world, anything which is external can never fill the soul. And the whole attempts and the whole efforts of man are towards self-fulfillment, but it never happens by anything which is external. The real pleasure is within. But this pleasure, this joy, this bliss, which is the very nature of the soul, has been robbed by the presence of vices. So when God comes, the first demand He makes, give me your vices. Give me everything which is negative. Give me the thorns. I have brought for you flowers. In Sakar Murlis, we hear this song multiple times. Tere Dwar Khada Bhagwan. God is standing at your door. O devotee, fill His apron. He has come as a beggar. The allegory of Vamana Avatar is quite famous. The fifth avatar of Vishnu. It is shown that whenever the asuras or the daityas, the demons, they usurp the kingdom of Indra, all the deities, they rush to Vishnu time and again and they beseech Him or do something. So this time there was a king Bali, whatever you call it in English. So he took over the kingdom of Indra. And so Vishnu has to incarnate Himself. So Vamana is the fifth incarnation or the first incarnation in Treta, it is shown. So this Vamana comes and Bali is known to as a great donor. So he says, I am a Brahmin, a dwarf, and I want some donation. Bali says, I can give you anything. Just ask. The dwarf says, first promise. Otherwise, I will not ask. The king is infuriated. He says, what you are talking? Whatever you will ask, I will give you. But promise. So there is a priest there, Shukracharya, sitting. The moment the dwarf says that you have to first make a promise, the guru grows suspicious. He closes his eyes and sees, oh, this is a cunning play by Vishnu again. So he warns the king, please don't give him anything. He is the incarnation of Vishnu. But the king says, I will not listen. He has come to me as a beggar. Tere Dwar Khada Bhagwan. God is standing at your door, O devotee. Fill the apron. So he says, ask. So the dwarf asks for three steps, three strides. First, he takes over earth, second, heaven, and third, Netherland. Three worlds he takes. And banishes King Bali to the Netherland, Patal Lok. So that's the story. And but that Bali says that I want to visit at least once to Earth. So whenever he visits in South India, they have a festival of Onam. So that festival is celebrated. That's the arrival of King back to Earth once a year. So this is the mythological story. But these three steps are interpreted in different manners by spiritualist, traditionalist, philosophers. They say these three steps are the three stages of the sun. The rising, when the sun is in the midday, and the setting. Or they say that these are the three stages of consciousness. Svapna, Jagrit, Sushupti, Sushupti. Or they say these three are the three Vedas. So different interpretations are given to explain these three strides. Now coming to Sakar Murlis, Baba says, God has come at your door with his apron. Now fill his apron. Otherwise, devotees go to God and they ask him, give me this, give me that, and give me that. But this time, God has come to your door and he is sitting, is standing with his open apron and saying, fill it. But fill it with what? Give to God what? All your narrow-mindedness. Give to him all your vices, all your negativity, all the imperfections, all the weaknesses, all the waste, all the dirt, all the rubbish, all the thorns which you are carrying. He says, give. I have come to take. And most importantly, God has come and he begs, give me all your impurity. So give him the donation of impurity. Give him the donation of body consciousness. Give him the donation of bodily ego, bodily awareness, all your greed, all your attachments, all your wicked desires. Those three steps also indicate three more things. God comes for three reasons. First, preservation of the righteous, to protect the righteous, to destroy the wicked, and to establish dharma. These are the three duties of God. He comes to destroy the wicked, he comes to establish dharma, and he comes for the protection of the righteous. Pavitranam sadhuna vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya. So these are the three duties of God. He destroys irreligiousness. Vinashaya cha dushkritam, he destroys the wicked. Dharma sansthapanarthaya, he establishes dharma. Pavitranaya sadhunat, those who are pure, he comes to safeguard them. He comes to protect them. So these are the three steps of God. Three strides. So God says, I have come now. But everybody cannot know him. He is taking different avatars in bhakti. And only few could recognize him. Only few, not all. Because he doesn't come in the grand form of God. If he had come in that grand form, what would have happened? A person died of corona and he reached God. And he said, God, I worshipped you throughout my life. You didn't come to protect me. God said, I came so many times, but you didn't listen. He said, what? I never saw you. God says, I came. And I came and warned you in the form of warnings on television. I came as a doctor, I came as a nurse, I came as a ward boy. I came as a minister, I came as a CM, I came as a PM. But you didn't listen to me. I kept coming to you all the time. Stay at home, stay at home. But you didn't listen. So the man said, No, but you should have given some more warnings so that I could have recognized you. So God says, are you Arjuna that I should take that Virat form for you now? So God comes. But he comes incognito. He comes surreptitious manner. He comes, but only few out of millions can recognize him. So now he has come. Even in the path of bhakti, wherever he has come, not all could recognize him, only few. So now he has come. And he is asking for what? Fill my apron. Bharde choli. With your limited consciousness, come out of it. It is just like the frog in the well. So there was a frog who was living in the well. And one day, a frog from ocean came. So they started chit-chatting. The frog in the well said, where are you from? The frog from ocean said, from ocean. So frog in the well said, how big is the ocean? He said, it's very big, it's unimaginable. Still, tell me how big it is. The frog from the ocean said, it is very big, I can't tell you. Then this frog in the well takes one step, one hip hop, one jump and says, is the ocean this much big? This is all going on in the well. The frog from the ocean laughs. Oh no, what you are talking? Little displeased, the frog in the well takes two steps, two jumps. Is this much is the ocean? The frog from ocean laughs. Then the frog in the well takes three steps. Is this much is the ocean? The frog from the ocean laughs more. And then the frog in the well takes the big round of the well and says, is this much is the ocean? The frog from the ocean says, no, you will never know. And then the frog from the well says, get out from my well. This is the ocean. You don't know anything. Get lost. Kupamanduk. Limited consciousness, narrowed thinking, tubular vision, myopic thinking. Just this much you can think. Not more than that. If somebody brings a new idea, you just reject. A new proposal, a new idea, a new method, a new way. Mind is not ready to accept. That is known as narrow-mindedness. So when God comes, he wants you to be the frog of ocean, not the frog of, well, come out of that. Explore new ideas. Explore new methods. Explore knowledge. Explore meditation. Rajyoga is not just one method. Rajyoga is a constellation of methods. Hundreds of methods you can create to make yoga interesting. Otherwise, simply sitting with I Am Soul and His Supreme Soul lulls you into drowsiness. So, fill him, give him what? Your narrow-mindedness, your negativity. The soul is filled with negativity because the entire media, the entire atmosphere of this world is filled with that negativity. He comes and says, give me your jealousy. What are you jealous of? Give your complexes. Give your heaviness. You have become heavy. Jesus says, my yoke is mild, carry me. I am very light in weight, carry me. Come ye all that labor, and I shall give thee rest. You are all laboring unnecessarily. So God comes and says, come to me and rest. So give up all the heaviness, all the negativity, all the narrow-mindedness, all the complexes, all the weaknesses, all the imperfection, the defects, the flaws, the vices. All the gifts of Ravan that you have accumulated. Baba says that is not your nature. They are gifts of Ravan. Give it back. I have come to take back that Ravan's property. And one rule of donation is that once you give, you should not take back. So once you have given all this thing, don't take it back. So the giving process should be very grand. It should be like a hypnosis. Just as a marriage is a sort of hypnosis. There's no need to create so much of it. But why it is necessary? Otherwise, two persons can go in the court and marry. That's it, done. But that is not done. There's a huge preparation going on for 1 month. 6 months. So there are two parties, bride and bridegroom. So both side preparation goes on for a long time. A huge procession, there's a purchase, dress, and that coloring, and decoration, and beauty parlors, and gifts, and jewelry, and horse, and dowry, and food, and place, and restaurants, and recipes, and orchestra, and music, and dance preparations, and mehendi, and lightning, and entertainment. So much preparation. Why this is necessary? For conditioning. That I am your husband and you are my wife, and you are my husband and I am your wife. So that this should get drilled deep within, so that there are less chances of divorce. And then the sacrificial fire and those saptapadi and so many things. Whatever. But why this was necessary? Because they should know that the whole world is witness. Now you cannot go back. So this much conditioning is necessary. So when the rules are set, you have to do this, you have to do that. And pandits, and so much spending of money, lavish spending of money, and multiple things. So this is complete conditioning of the mind. So now, this is so firmly fixed in the mind. So when this is there, it is difficult that the person may take divorce. But a person who goes to the court, nobody has seen. So they are very fragile and delicate marriages. So this giving process to God, this should become a grand function. You should give in front of everybody. So I am giving up lust from today. Now you are under a scanner all the time. Now you cannot breach the rule. So all the celebrations are needed. So the bride has come. Here comes the bridegroom. Brides of God. Brides of God. So when the bridegroom has come, he is asking for all that is not you and which has been stored up in you. Give that extraneous, give that extra, give that waste, that worthless, which is within you. And become that what you were, pure, original, pristine, sacred. तेरे द्वार खड़ा भगवान, गॉड इज स्टैंडिंग एट योर डोर स्टेप, गिव हिम, डोनेट हिम, एंड वंस डोनेटेड डोंट टेक इट बैक. ग्रेट सोल्स मेक प्लेज ओनली वंस. सो वंस यू हैव डोनेटेड योर वाइसेस, बट डोनेटेड फुल्ली, नॉट पार्शियली. वंस यू गिव अप, यू गिव अप. देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ टर्निंग बैक. Spirituality is a path of no return journey, no back journey. Once you are moved ahead, you are moved ahead. Now don't look back, don't turn back. Ahead, 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 ahead. The light is waiting for you at the end of the tunnel. Enough of the sleep and enough of the slumber. Uttishta Jagrata. Now wake up. The wake up call has come. So donate. Om Shanti.